cliffcentral.com. So shout out, no matter where you're watching us from or listening to us on cliffcentral.com. Today, it's a brand new week of hashtag VooVCentral in the best month of the year. There's no better month than December. Yeah. It's always followed by the worst month of the year, which is January. Du Bois is officially in the building today. Very, very excited for this. What's happening, bro?
I'm good. How are you, bro?
Like already, not even 6 seconds into it, I feel completely uncool. I feel like I'm going to become cooler 15 minutes into this. I'm glad that you're in the building.
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me here, man.
Absolutely. If you want to weigh in on anything we say, remember you can just hashtag VooVCentral anywhere on social media, or right now, if you follow Cliff Central in the VooV app, you can comment just like Mandisa, who says, finally, finally, and then flames, flames. That's definitely referring to you. Like double flame emoji, bro.
Wow, that's dope. Thank you. Lots
of different people weighing in already. So if you want to be like Ramsey Makaza, you can just say Awe, or you can be like Petetti and just send lots of emojis with smiley faces. So Du Bois is like, grew up in KZN, right?
For sure.
Yeah, born and bred in KZN.
Yep.
And I feel like you were probably quite a naughty kid. I just get the impression that you gave the teachers a lot of stress. I don't know. Am I wrong?
Nah, you know, it's wow. How do you know? Like, how can you tell? But yeah, I'm from a small town called Newcastle in KZN. And most definitely, I was the naughtiest kid in class.
Yeah.
You know, I was a class clown, you know, so I was always in trouble.
Are you still the naughtiest kid in the Mabala Noise class?
In the Mabala, I mean, yeah, I mean, to a degree, because everybody's always complaining about me, you know.
Really?
But yeah.
What are they complaining about?
I don't know, you know, because most of the time, I don't make it on time on interviews.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I was on time today.
Yes, because, thank you. Know, thank you.
You guys are special.
There we go.
But yeah.
Mimi Canary says already hashtag man crush Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Candy underscore Kins wants to know, do you have an Instagram? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. It's Du Bois SA. DuBoisSA. Yes, sir.
Now, what Candy didn't ask, but what I'll ask is, what happens in those DMs in that Instagram of yours? Because I feel like it's probably a whole situation. Am I right?
It's all love at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if people show me love, I always show the love back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you know, it goes down most of the time. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm sure that love's not all that they're showing you on Instagram. Okay. People already want you to follow back. Lucky says, what a cool show.
Yeah.
So grew up in Newcastle, was a naughty kid in class. Mm-hmm. And what did you think you were going to become? Because you're super young as it is now. So at some point, there must have been a moment when you said, I'm going to do this thing in music and I'm going to take it full throttle. So when did that point come?
Well, initially I wanted to be a soccer player. What people don't know about me is that I'm also good at soccer. So I played soccer for like 18 years of my life.
Wow.
And I think it all kicked in when I did my first day in varsity. My big brother, his name is Tabo, aka Big TZ, is the one who introduced me to music. He was, you know, playing beats and teaching me how to make beats and everything. And then all of a sudden I was so interested in this thing, you know what I mean? Because when I recorded my first song, it just, you know, it literally changed my life. So
yeah,
I decided to pursue everything. That's why I moved to Johannesburg, you know, chasing the dream. And I'm here now, chilling with you.
Now, I don't want to say there was like an easy journey, but certainly you managed to get this thing off the ground a lot quicker than I think 99.9% of the population.
Yeah.
So was your hustle just stronger? Was your talent just stronger? How did you get into the space? I mean, before you knew it, you were collaborating with the likes of Tiger.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that's overnight stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to say I'm blessed and I'm lucky, you know, because I moved to Johannesburg back in 2012, but by 2015 I already signed a deal, and 2 years later, it wasn't 2 years later, 2016, I worked with Tiger, and it's not something that happens every day.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm blessed and I'm just lucky, yeah, but I hustle though, I work hard.
What's the one thing that they can't tell you about coming to Joburg to pursue a dream until you've actually done it?
I don't know, man.
Is it what you thought it was going to be? Is it harder? Is it easier?
Nah, it's not. It's not. It's actually fast. Everything is on the fast lane in the city, you know, and it's crazy. It's every man for himself.
Yeah.
You know, I think what my father normally says, it's a dog-eat-dog world.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did.
So, but, you know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, I'm here for the dream, you know. I have people that look up to me right now, you know. I have my family. I have my grandparents, the ones that raised me, you know. I'm trying to make them proud every single day. So yeah, we are here.
We're going to go straight to some of the questions and comments. Candy says, I'm a big fan. Tabang says, what did you think when people said that the award for the video was not meant to be yours?
Obviously, I was offended, you know, by that, you know, because a lot of people were talking about the views that I didn't have as much views. But, you know, if you really think about it, I was nominated with people who have been in the game, you know, for the longest time. So obviously, they're going to have more views than me. But it's about the vote. It's not about the views. And personally, I really think and I believe that my video was the best video there. So, you know, people voted for me. We were campaigning, you know, for months and months and months, you know. We were campaigning for weeks and weeks and weeks, rather. Yeah, so people voted and I won. And it was really offensive, but, you know, we're cool now. We're here.
Yeah.
Doing our thing.
I mean, like, hip-hop is run on, like, haters and stuff like that, though. Yeah, I mean, when it happens, do you even take it personally anymore? Like, it's adding fuel. It's like that whole thing about as long as people are speaking about you, then they're speaking about you. They're not speaking about anybody else.
Yeah, but like, you know, AKA said to me, you know, as long as they're talking about you, that's all that matters. You know, imagine if people didn't have anything to say about you, if people didn't even think about you, you know. So, I'd like to think that, you know, it's something that it caught me off guard. You know, I don't know if you, okay, people don't know, but I've been chilling this whole time ever since the award show. Yeah. You know, the hate was so much that it got me depressed and I was angry most of the time and I kind of lost focus, you know, so I had to chill and go back and, you know, just chill and chill at home and just, you know, try to find myself, you know, and, but, you know, it is what it is. Hate is always going to be there. Haters, that's what they do. It's their job. So, you know, it's all good.
Certainly, even the label that you're with, people always have different opinions about. Why are you laughing like that? I almost fall off the chair.
my gosh. Oh.
I mean, like, you were always a naughty kid in class, so it makes sense that you go with the naughty kids in, like, the class of music.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's a great label to be with. Who else would you even want to be with?
If I'd leave that label, I'd want to be independent, or I'd want to partner up with a major, but I'd want to, like, sign my own artist and control my own thing, and then, you know, probably get help from major labels. But it's papers, man. It's tabloids, you know. People say whatever that they want to say. People believe whatever that they believe in, you know. I'm just happy that the label that I'm signed to believe in me and they believe in my dream and they think that I do have talent, and that's why they're putting money, you know, behind the brand Yaga Du Bois. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm sorry, though. Like, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say, yeah.
Hanging out with Du Bois on VOOV Central. We're on DSTV channel 169. We're live on Cliff Central. He's laughing. You almost fell off the chair. Also live in the VOOV app. You can follow the Cliff Central account. Candy says, I'm totally going to steal that cap. Now there's a whole argument going on about who's going to get the cap, who isn't. I don't think that you are short on women that adore you. Let's put it that way.
No. I don't know. You could say that. Yeah. You know, you could say that. I mean, I try to look good, now, you know, most of the time.
Does your heart belong to multiple women or to one woman or to what is the story?
Well, I have a plan of having four wives
one day.
So, you know, I kind of.
Why would you want four wives?
I kind of have to start somewhere. I don't know. I just always, you know, I've been watching shows like Isibaya, my president, you know, I think he's the coolest president on earth, you know. So I think it's just cool. I'd love to
four
be
wives.
There. But yeah. You know, imagine four wives and 20 kids.
So that's, you have four girlfriends at the moment then as practice?
No, I don't have four, which is it. But, you know, I'm still going to get married and then get another one and then get another one and get another one.
Are you a relationship kind of person? I don't know.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I feel like... when I was growing up, I grew up with my grandparents, you know.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be in a house with a mom and a dad, you know. Unfortunately, that did not happen for me. So I don't want my kids to grow up like that, you know, as well. So I'd want my kids to come back home and seeing mom and dad, you know, in the same house, in the same kitchen, same lounge, you know what I'm saying? So I believe that if you want that type of life or that home, you know, as a whole, you need to be in a relationship with somebody, you know. So you can't just, you know.
Well, Palesa Bay is offering her, please can she be the fourth wife?
Oh my gosh.
Not just going with the first or the second.
She just wants to be
third.
The fourth, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fourth.
Oh my gosh, she's probably a slave queen. That one, she just wants to go to class and everything. You just want the vacations, Rolexes, you know, the weaves.
Let's talk about this time of year for you, because this is like busy season, right? December. What's the vibe for your December? What's your festive season look like? Is it all work? Is it some play? Is it work and play? What does it look like?
Nah, it's work for me, you know. We have gigs, you know. I'd like to promote my little brother's show, Nasty C. He's having an Ivyson tour in Durban. People should just buy tickets and come to the show. But, you know, and I'm happy that one of the shows are going to be in my hometown, so I get to go home and see my grandmother, and my birthday is on the 17th, so you know, and I also have a show on the 17th, so it's kind of like, you know, it's good. What do you mean?
But you got lots of different things happening. It's
a busy season. Everybody's working most definitely in December, and then we'll be chilling Jan, you know.
You just count the money that you made in December.
And I'm also nominated for SA Hip Hop Awards for Best Video again, featuring AKA, so people should just
Yeah, that was a big song. I mean, how important are the awards, if we're being honest? Because it seems like award season is like everyone has very strong opinions and gets very emotional about awards. Are they important though? Do they make the world a better place?
Nah, they're not. It's like getting a new phone. You know, when you get it, it's, you know. But I feel like, well, to a degree, they are. You know, because if people acknowledge, you know, you and your work, you know, and we put in a lot of hours working, you know, trying to come up with the best product possible. So if you get nominated, you know, me myself being nominated alone, that's a win, you know. And then getting the actual trophy, it's actually a bonus. But it makes sense, you know, to a degree, because we work really hard to make sure that people get entertained and they get the best product possible. So, yeah, they kind of important. Dope. Yeah.
The hashtag on social media is hashtag Vuv Central. Getting a lot of requests for, and we've got about a minute and a half left of our live Vuv broadcast. A lot of requests for you to just spit something, bro. It doesn't have to be anything specific.
Anything specific? It doesn't. Okay, so check it out. Keep I pull up in clean. The hood, looking hella good. I got my neighbors on the windows. Add them to the foot. I'm always in the mood. I beat it up like a hero. I'm in a game of full of dildos, and I'm smashing, grabbing all the weedos. Don't put me in a box. I'm rapping with the gods. I'm humping at on combinations. Yeah.
Smashing and grabbing all the widows.
Yeah, because it just killed everybody.
That's part of life.
Yeah, that's dope.
How much of it, like, how hard do you work on a, oh, by the way, Kay says, are you always this chilled? And then also that you're just fire.
Yeah. I'm always chilled, you know. Sometimes, you know, I do have my days. It's just that, you know, unfortunately today is my mom's birthday, and she's not alive anymore though, you know. May her soul rest in peace. Yeah. But I'm always chilled though, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, she'd be super proud of everything.
Most definitely. Yeah. And she used to sing as well, you know. She used to beg up for Lucky Dube back in the day. So, you know, it's kind of cool.
That's dope.
Yeah.
What do dads think about you? I mean, if you're a dad and your daughter's bringing a guy like this home.
Oh, my God.
Trouble.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Have you had any interactions with dads?
Yeah, I have actually, but you know, I'm one of the smartest people you ever run into. Cool. You know, and I'm more grounded. You know, I come from a good home and everything, so I'm not always high or anything like that. So, and I kind of look clean. So I think they do like me. If they speak to me and they ask me questions, I always give the right answers. Okay. You know? So yeah,
there you go. Said very smoothly. All right, we're just about gonna wrap up our broadcast on DSTV 169, and of course they're in the Vuv app, which is in the Google Play and the Apple App Store. Some final questions coming through here. Tanos says, are bars important in this era of rap?
I mean, I feel like things are changing, you know, and you do find rappers that, you know, don't really spit hardcore bars anymore. And I think melodies are more important now, but yeah, bars are also important. It's hip hop at the end of the day.
Super important.
They're really important, but you know, it whatever, man. You do whatever. If it sounds good and it feels good to you and people like it, then just do it. Yeah.
What does your 2018 look like? What do you want it to look like, boys?
My 2018, I'm probably going to drop a video for the song that I recorded with a Nigerian superstar. His name is Ricardo Banks. And just pushing the brand. Like I said, I was chilling for the whole year, because, you know, I was going through some things, personal stuff. But we gonna push the brand, and hopefully we can drop a full project, a full body, you know, of work, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Super dope. Some people are live quoting what it is that you're saying on social media right now. Lots of different people sending gifts through on Vuv. Remember, if DSTV cuts, the conversation is going to continue for a minute or two in the Vuv app. I want to quickly find out from you what it is that you really want to be known for. Like, what's the one thing you want people to think of when they think of Du Bois?
I don't know. The things that I've done, the lives that I've changed.
Yeah.
I'd like to. I was talking to my brothers the other day. I'd like, you know, I represent my city every single time. You know, I do an interview everywhere I go. You know, people normally say I'm from Durban, and I'm not really from Durban. I'm from Newcastle. It's a small town. So I'd like to be remembered for, you know, for the stuff that I did for my city, and you know, the kids that I inspire every day, and you know, just my hood, you know, that I represent. So yeah,
dope.
Yeah.
So cool hanging out with the Du Bois on hashtag Vuv Central. Remember, we hang out on Vuv Central from Monday to Friday, just after 5 o'clock in the Vuv app. You can follow the Cliff Central account for loads of different things. And thanks so much for hanging out, bro.
Appreciate you. Thank you, man.
Rockstar.
I will.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
It's one of his running mates hanging out. Nasty, see you okay? Du Bois in the building. Very cool hang just now on Vuv, DSTV channel 169 plus in the Vuv app. If you missed a visual of that, all you got to do is get the Vuv app from the Google Play and the Apple App Store. Follow the Cliff Central account and you can catch up with everything we got up to there. Now, though, we get to be super uncensored, because just before we went live on Vuv, I was like, yo, Du Bois, we've got to tame this up a little bit.
Yeah,
we got to keep it a little bit clean. But now, like, we can really go balls to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up in Newcastle, we know already that you were the naughtiest kid in the class.
Yeah. And I'd also like to apologize to a couple of kids, you know. I got a call from a friend of mine that I went to high school with, and by the way, I finished my matric back in 2009.
Dope.
And one of the girls that, you know, I used to tease a lot, you know, she was getting married, and she told my homie that she never thought that she was pretty because I used to tease her a lot, you know what I mean, and I want to apologize to her.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't trying to bully her or anything, you know, it was just, we were just having fun, and she wasn't the only person, by the way, you know. But yeah, and you know, the teachers as well that taught me and everything. You know, I'm really sorry, you know. I hope I'm making them proud though, because I'm on TV now. And I'm sorry. Yeah.
What's the naughtiest thing you've ever done?
The naughtiest thing that I've ever done, I've done a lot, but the one that I remember, we were in class, right? And this other kid, she was like the teacher's pet, you know, and I didn't like that at all because I didn't understand why. So we decided to steal her homework. You know, break time, when she went outside, I went through her bag and then I stole the homework. So when the teacher came to class looking for homework, normally she used to be the one.
Oh, no. First.
So we stole the homework, and now, you know, everybody's submitting their stuff and she's the only person in class that,
oh,
you know.
Shame.
And she cried, bro.
Oh, shame.
She cried and I felt so bad, but like,
yeah, you know. Should. That's horrible, Du Bois.
Yeah, you know, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She doesn't speak to me even today, though, you know, so it's all good.
I wouldn't think that she would. Producer Palace in the room next door is just smiling as you tell all these stories.
Yeah.
Why are you reacting here? What do you think of Du Bois and stealing homework and doing things like that?
It actually doesn't seem like him. He looks like this good boy and stuff.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
No. I know. I think he looks naughty as hell. Yeah.
Nah, I've grown, you know. That was just me being a kid, you know. She doesn't speak to me on the real. I bumped into her, I think a year ago, and I said hi, and she didn't say anything.
She wasn't there for you,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, and even though, I mean, 2015, I gave her a VIP ticket for one of the shows that were happening back at home, you know. She just took the ticket, and she didn't say anything.
Huh.
You know, I'm like, okay, so good. But I deserve it, though, you know.
What is it like when you go back home? Is everyone super stoked for you and what you've managed to achieve? I mean, certainly, yeah. My bad, annoys you say that and people instantly are like, oh, greatest thing ever.
When I go back home, I'm Du Bois, but my nickname is Tai Chi.
Tai Chi.
Tai Chi, yeah. There's a movie by Jet Li. I don't know when it came out, but I think I watched it back in 98, 99. It used to be my favorite, you know. So they named me after, you know, the fighting style, the kung fu type of, you know. So, yeah, but when I'm home, they call me Tai Chi, you know. Obviously, the youngins, the young kids, they call me Du Bois now. Mm. But I still chill in the same corner. I still chill with the same people, you know, just try and inspire them, you know, motivate them there, you know. But every single time I'm at home, people just come through for pictures and asking me, how's it like being overseas? Mm. You know, asking me, how's it like being standing next to Tiger? You know, French Montana was in the country not so long ago. Migos was in the country not so long ago. You know, so yeah, it's cool.
What is working with them, whether it's AKA, whether it is Tiger, whoever it is, what are those experiences like?
For me, it's I try to learn as you know, as much as I can, you know, because these are the people that have been doing it before me, and they've seen a lot, you know. I mean, AKA would tell you every single time we're chilling together, mostly he does the talking, you know. He educates me, you know. He tries to tell me, you know, what not to do and what to do, you know, if you want to be good and if you want to, you know, to go further, you know, with your career and stuff like that. So it's quite an experience, you know. I always try to learn as much as I can and soak in everything.
Speaking of AKA, we're going to play your track with him now. It's called Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, yes sir.
So talk to us about how the track came about, what the vibe is, and what people what their response has been. And that video, by the way, is so sick.
Oh yeah. The song, we made the song early 2016, but at the time I just didn't know who to put in on the song. You know, I just had the idea, and I felt like it was vibing and everything, because I made Dope Dream and Hallelujah on the same day. Yeah, and Dope Dream is the one with Tiger, right?
Wow, same day, two massive songs. Yeah.
And big shout out to my OG, the producer's name is Alexis. We were in the studio working, and
Alexis
Faku.
Oh wow. Yeah, I was about to say, and then I'm gonna get it wrong. She's okay, that is a real OG.
The OG, you know. So we were in the studio just working, and we made those songs in a day, and we bumped into AKA in the club this other day, and we were talking, and he said he wanted to help me, you know? And we sent him the song, and I remember I was at a show in Durban, and he called me, just said, I'm about to record. I said, okay. And then he switched off his phone. After 2 hours later, he calls me, he asked for my email address. And then he sent me the thingy, the verse, and it's actually one of it's actually the biggest songs that I've ever, you know, think I ever had to put out, you know. That's the song that people know about, you know. So yeah, big shout out to him. AK is my brother, and I love him very much, man.
Dope. Let's take a listen to it. It's called Hallelujah. More with Du Bois coming up next.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.
Ready? Okay, I'm going in.
Du Bois is teaming up with AKA that's called Hallelujah. Yeah. Are you a particularly religious guy?
I believe in God, you know. I believe that he's out there somewhere, because some of the things that are happening in my life and the things that have happened in my life, you know, I can't really explain them. So yeah, I do believe that God exists.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope. Mm. What does the family and friends back home think of everything that you've been able to achieve thus far?
I mean, they're proud. They're happy. I mean, my grandmother sent me a voice note last week singing my new song.
And she
said she likes it. So everybody's happy. Like I said, you know, I used to be a naughty kid, and everybody is like really happy that I made something out of my life. So, you know, they're happy.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Listen, bro, I want to speak about the state of the game and figuring out like what your voice in that whole thing is going to be. I mean, you look at a weekend like we just had, Casper just killing it.
That was massive. That was massive.
Just like insane. And you must look at that and like the ambition must just like be overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because you want that as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. I mean, I went to Philip Orlando as well, you know, and to see an African, you know,
being able to do that, to fill up, you know, stadiums like that, you know, he's a superstar. And I feel like I'm not the only person who's inspired by him and inspired by his hard work and determination and everything. I hope that one day I get to do, you know, what he did as well. You know, yeah. So we there. Yeah. South Africans, we there as Africans.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You've collaborated with some really, really cool people. Who else is on the list of people that you want to work with?
South African or outside of the country?
Whoever you want to. Well, I put a border on it.
I was listening to somebody right now. Okay, Malum Coolcat.
Yeah, he's dope.
He's the coolest guy. You know, he's the one that I'd love to, really, really love to work with right now from SA. Who else? I've already worked with a couple of people, but like, okay, Madam Coolcat is one of the
totally
few that
there.
I really love to work with. Yeah.
Let's talk about this experience working with Tiger.
Yeah.
How did it come about? What's the story? Were you in studio together? Obviously, the video, you guys are together.
Yeah.
But I know sometimes how these things work.
Yeah, no, it gets crazy. Like I said, the song we made, I was here in the country when we made the song. And unfortunately, you know, he was, you know, on the other side. So. But thank you to technology and everything like that. We got to send the song to him. I was sleeping. You know, I always tell the story of sleeping, and Alexis was just, you know, working and making beats and everything. And I was having a dream, and then I woke up and I said to him, there's a beat that you played while I was sleeping, and I heard it for some weird reason. I don't know how. And he said, which one? He played two beats, and it wasn't those beats. I was like, no, it's not here. It's the other one. And then he finally played the beat that I heard when I was sleeping. Mm. And then I just went in. I didn't even write anything. And the crazy thing is that song wasn't even supposed to be, you know, in the email. The song, we were not supposed to send it to America, you know. So, okay, how it goes is we have a guy, you know, that side who's trying to make sure that, you know, our music get to people, that side and everything, who's helping us as the label. So when we were sending music to him, that song wasn't even supposed to be in there. So when he sent the music to different artists and them, you know, Tiger heard that song and he liked it. And that's how
the rest is history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then shooting that video must have been so dope as well. Those visuals are so sick.
Hey, that video got me in trouble. I remember when my grandmother saw it for the first time. You know how old ladies are.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, so many girls, and why are they naked and everything like that? But it was an experience. I mean, having to work with Matt Alonso, you know, he's a director that has worked with your Wiz Khalifas, your Chris Browns, your The Game, everybody. You get to learn certain things, and being on set with Tiger, you know, alone, and his whole clique, you know, just being in there and getting to see how people from the other side, you know,
do it.
You know what I mean? So
what is the most interesting thing about working with people from the other side? What was the most interesting thing about working with? What did you see and thought like, wow, that's...
The professionalism. I have to say the professionalism, because I mean, the way I've shot videos before. I had two videos before I shot Dope Dream, right? I shot, there's a song called Rutando, there's a song called Celebration, and then Dope Dream, right? And the way they treated me, you know, there was a person that was there for me alone, you know. He just stood there and waited for me to ask for anything, you know, be it water, you know, soda, whatever. And they had a room and everything, and there's something that I did not see when I shot my first two videos. So I have to say the professionalism and how they handle themselves when they're working. Everybody's just serious. Even the video vixens, you know, they take their craft serious. You know what I mean? It's not like just girls and you know. They don't even drink. They didn't even drink when we were there. And there was alcohol, you know, everywhere, you know. And because we tried to set up a club scene of some sort, you know. I saw that. You know, some people take it seriously.
Super seriously. Yeah. Dope. Hanging out with the Du Bois. We're going to land it with him on the other side of that track, Dope Dream. Him teaming up with his good friend, Tiger. You didn't see Kendall, was you? I mean, Kylie. She wasn't there, was she?
Nah, she wasn't. She wasn't, unfortunately. But if she was...
it was going to go down. All right.
Yeah.
More with Du Bois all on the way.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.
She was bad, yo, man.
So cool. It is Tiger and Du Bois teaming up on Dope Dream. Yeah. Very, very cool. And that video is just next level. People need to check it out on YouTube. So we spoke about it a little bit earlier on in a hashtag Vuv Central when we went live on Vuv on DSTV and in the Vuv app. But yeah. Big plans, 2018. Let's round it up. What does it look like? What's the future of Du Bois?
Yeah, 2018, we're gonna push. We're going to try and put out more music. And hopefully, you know, they're going to give me a chance to drop, you know, a full project, an album or a mix. Table and EP or whatever, you know, and we're just gonna try, you know, keep trying and making, you know, good music and making sure that people, you know, have the best product possible. Yeah,
I dig it. And certainly if you look at what you've been able to achieve in such a short space of time, it's very exciting to think of what the future holds.
Yeah, because I mean it's really crazy if you really think about it, you know, because, you know, some of the things that I've done, people, you know, there's people that, you know, didn't get you know, those things about up until, like, you know, 5 years into the game and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm super blessed, impressive. And I'm fortunate. Yeah, yeah.
It's very cool. Listen, bro, how do we find you all day all over social media?
You can follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. It's Du Bois, SADUBOIZSA, DUBOIZSA. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Catch me.
Fantastic. Well, sir, thank you so much for stopping by.
Appreciate you.
And we'll touch base with you again soon.
Yeah.
Perhaps before you have your four wives.
Yeah, for sure.
Or one day we'll bring them in. four wives and then you.
Yeah.
And then how many kids would that be?
I'm thinking, you know, 20, like 5.
Dope.
Yeah.
There you go.
Big families, you know.
Pressure's on. All right, bro. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, appreciate you. And people should get my new song. It's called Stand By Me. It's on iTunes featuring Ricardo Banks. That's my latest joint, you know, job a couple of weeks ago. And Ivy Sinto as well in Durban. Please pull through. We're going to be out there, you know, having fun. Thank you very much for having me.
So dope. Peace out, brother.
Yes, sir.
Is Kelman on Cliff Central.